Welcome to Beauty and the Brain with your hosts, Dr. Chris Crowley and nurse practitioner Jerry Drinkard. Get ready to dive into the latest in revolutionary treatments, cutting-edge devices, and wellness secrets. Whether you're a consumer or provider, we're here to empower you at the forefront of beauty and aesthetics.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Beauty and the Brain, the podcast where we discuss all things aesthetics. I'm your co-host, Dr. Chris Crowley.
And I'm Jerry Drinkard, family nurse practitioner. Together, Chris and I own Skin and Tonic, located here in Pace, Florida. And today we're joined with our co-host, Allie.
Happy to be back.
And we're going to be discussing gadgets, gadgets, and more gadgets. So, you know, Chris's favorite thing.
My favorite thing. We talk about this, you know, and always you and Sierra are trying to keep me on a budget. And then Allie's usually in favor of the new gadgets and toys. So we're going to talk about what our favorite devices are here in the clinic and things that we really think we couldn't live without if we didn't have access to it.
That's hard.
So I think it's important. So as we venture into this topic, it's a fun topic for me. I do like staying kind of up to date on technology, what's out there, what's available, and being able to bring new things into the clinic and offer to our patients. And so, you know, there's some things that we have that are kind of cool and they're fun to play with, but they're not something we couldn't live without. And then there's other things that I think we've really like so ingrained into our practice and use it as part of our daily practice. Now, it would be hard for us to separate from some of the devices and actually practice without them. I think we'll just start with each of us and kind of talk about, we'll go around and talk about what things we can't live without. And then we'll go over some of the other things that go on behind the scenes. How do we pick these devices? How do we choose them? How do we decide what to bring into the patients? And, you know, really why this matters in the aesthetic industry. So if you're in a practice and you're trying to decide on which procedure you're going to get done or which device to use, how do you make those decisions? So I think we're going to try to cover all those angles as we go throughout the day today. But Jerry, let me start with you. What do you think is the one thing we have here that you wouldn't want to live without?
That's hard because we have a couple. And so when I think about things that I can't live without, I try to think about two things from the business standpoint and from the outcome standpoint. Probably right now, and it changes. It changes, because if you'd asked me a year ago, it wouldn't have been this, and we had this a year ago. But right now, I'd probably say Plexer. I think it's one of the most versatile things that we have in the clinic. It's safe. It can be used on all skin types. It can be used for a lot of different things. We use it for everything from treatment of acne to removing tissue. You can have it for people that need zero downtime to people that are okay with 10, 15 days of downtime. It's okay for our young patients, our old patients. From a business standpoint, it doesn't cost a ton of money to run the thing for the amount of result that you get.
I mean, I agree. The Plexer is great. But what, like, if you had to pick one treatment to perform without or one treatment area, what's your favorite?
I love the result we can get on the eyes. And it is it takes the longer heal time with Plexer.
So you're doing the ablative treatments on that. So that really, for those of you, we can link one of our Instagram videos from that. You can see kind of some of the before and after she's talking about. But that's where we're using it more like what we consider like a soft surgery. So we're getting results that are close to surgical and in some cases even better, because we can work on areas that they don't typically operate on with this device.
Well, it's so safe, even safe. Maybe we can put the video of Ms. Dever, how close you can use it.
Oh yeah, my mom, we used the device yesterday on her for a little skin tag right on her eyelid.
And just on her eyelid, and it's something a lot of times, like, you know, with the lasers, we can't use them that close to the eye without using some type of metal eye shield. And so the Plexer are safe in those areas, actually used on the eyes for some things. Yeah, I love the ablative treatments, whether it's the, you know, the sublimation of the tissue around the eyes, but I get crazy about removing moles and skin tags. Like, I love that.
So, Allie, what's your favorite gadget that you can't live without?
Jerry probably took mine.
Well, I think, so let's go without saying, like, I mean, I also agree. I think that when we say things that are ingrained in the practice that now we use so much, it will be hard to move away from. I think we can all agree that Plexer is probably it for us. everybody here in some form uses it. So it's part of our monthly membership, whether it's a shower, we use it for semi-ablative treatments, things like our cat scratch, and we use it for ablative treatments where we're removing things. We use it for face, sexual health, et cetera. So, I mean, I agree with you guys both on that. So let me push you then. I'm going to take that answer away because Jerry said it first. So now you got to pick another one.
I'm going to go with our Airlace Neo, our indie ag laser, because I think it has so many indications. Again, I think that's like the big thing, right, is that you have something. Like if I could only have one device here, it treats so many different things like brown spots, rosacea, just rejuvenation in general, evenness of skin tone, collagen stimulation, all of those things. And it has no, like really no downtime because of its versatility. I would say the Airlace Neo and the no downtime because it's never a hesitation. It's something that I know my patients know, they'll commonly be like, oh, well, what do you think about this? And I'm like, oh, I can get that real quick while you're here today. It'll take me 2 seconds and I'll run and go grab the Neo and laser a spot for them. And so I think for that reason and the low downtime, I really like having that at my disposal because it's super helpful for patients when they have like one thing that's been bothering them for a really long time. They didn't know that there was something that they could have done to fix it that also doesn't come with any like downtime and that we can just add on to a Botox appointment or something like that.
Yeah, we have so many like really cool devices. Again, we have CO2, NDI, erbium, plasma. So we have, a Neogen, a Plexer. So we have all those cool devices. And I think it is interesting how we can combine those. I'm going to switch gears a little bit and talk about my favorite. My favorite is something I don't know that we haven't had it long enough to say I can't live without it, but I'm the most excited to incorporate this about any product I've had in a while. And that's going to be our new imaging system. So I think we all see our amazing results because we kind of, our patients come in and they're usually a month or two between treatments and we see such a big difference when they walk through the door. We're like, wow, you look amazing. But I don't think as a company that we've done a very good job of like capturing that work. And again, that gets back to me and Jerry and how we set the tone early on. I think we were just so busy and focused on patient care. We didn't focus a lot on before and afters. And so we knew we needed them and we would snap them here and there. We upload them in the chart, but we didn't pay careful attention to that. And so when we had those amazing after results that we could visibly tell the patients appreciated, we didn't have a really good before to compare it to. And so it's hard then for us to like show that to other people, either for marketing, not always. I mean, if patients want to be private, we'd certainly keep it private. But a lot of our patients are so happy, they want us to show off the work. And so we have this new system that I'm super excited about called QuantifiCare. And I've shown that in some demos that I've done for live injections. And it's really cool how we can look at it and also for assessment of patients because you're able to do clay modeling where it strips away all the skin imperfections. So sometimes we're so distracted by the brown spots or the wrinkled skin or the dehydrated skin that it's hard to see past that to really assess structurally what's going on with the patient. And with this system, it allows us to strip it away and do a clay model. And then we can actually, with the afterwards, literally quantify what we've done in each area to show the patient. So I'm super excited about that. I hope that we're going to get definitely some better quality before and afters to share. We already have some good imaging systems here. So we do the Sunlight Image Pro that we've used for a while to kind of look at some skin analysis in more detail. And we have a new photo room. So to me, that's the tech that really we need to demonstrate the good work that we're doing with all these other fancy devices.
Couldn't live without our charting system.
Yeah, I could live without the charting system. I like it. Don't get me wrong. Compared to everything we've used, I love aesthetic record, but I still miss the old days of paper charting. It was so easy.
It was easy enough.
You never worked at a time of paper charting here.
No, not here.
I mean, the hospital maybe, but not here. I mean, here it was super easy.
And I think now we have so many patients, like that would be kind of a pain, like filing through a filing cabinet.
No, that part, there are many good things about the EMR, but I'm talking about the actual act of just writing what you did.
Yeah.
To have a sheet that you just made check marks on and it was done.
That's true.
It was easy to draw exactly what you did, exactly where you placed it, where the charting system now, it's convenient, but... And it's fast, but I think, and it's really easy to find patient charts. I love all that. But I wish there was an easy way to draw like I used to draw.
You can.
It's not as sharp.
You can, but you have to use the pencil.
I don't have one. Maybe sign over anyone.
I think you have one.
I don't.
I haven't been using my take and see if you like it, because you literally can draw on it with a pencil. So that can be on your wish list that we're going to talk about next.
Okay.
And so that's a really, we can check that off the list, Sierra. That's the least amount we've spent on tech is an Apple Pencil. It'll keep Ruby off your back. So one of the things, though, that we have talked about on multiple episodes, and we talked about Plexure being kind of like ingrained in there, but the technology that is based around is a plasma technology. And we also have another plasma device that we use a lot with really amazing results. That's our Neogen plasma device.
If you had asked me a year ago, that would have probably been my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they also, like, I still love Neogen. I just think they're different. Like, as similar as they are, and people, like, they view them as competition, but I think they're complementary. And that's why I said, if you had asked me a year ago, I'd have said something different, and that would have been my answer, I think, a year ago, because I didn't use Plexure when we first got it. I mean, you know, we've had it for
a while,
and it sat there for a long time without me using it, and now, like, I use it every day,
mm-hmm.
several times a day.
Yeah, I think the more familiar you get with it, so I think the portability of it, how easy it is, it makes it attractive. The Neogen's a little bit more cumbersome. But with that, we do a lot more of like full face rejuvenation. You can remodel through the whole throughout the whole architecture of the dermis, really. And we've got some of our most amazing before and afters when we either combine the two technologies together. But we did lots of Neogens early on when we didn't even have the Plexure. So we've had both for a long time. But, you know, when I talk about it, to me, that is the area. And so I really hate to even talk about it as a form of energy, because it's a state of matter. Both devices are using plasma created a little bit differently. But that's where we are seeing our most drastic results, really, is combining those. What about ultrasound? Do you guys?
There's ultrasound for imaging. There's also ultrasound for lifting. And so, and tightening. And we're on our third. Ultera is the machine device we're talking about. And it's pretty cool because it does have an imaging component to it, but it also has a lifting component. And so the way that the Ultera works is we use it for imaging initially to determine the layer of the depth of the SMAS. And then once we determine that depth, we send another ultrasound ray. And where those rays cross within the SMAS, then we get a thermal injury to the muscle. And therefore, when it heals, we get some lifting and tightening. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I like it because we can directly, and so for people who kind of either had Ultera or have heard about it in the past, I think there were a lot of issues with it. So as you said, this is our third device. And that initial one, the image was really grainy. It's like watching an old TV, black and white with the, you know, antenna reception. So you didn't get super clear images. You kind of could make an educated guess as to where that was going to cross. But the results were hit or miss. I think it's because we weren't consistently putting it in the right layer. And it was, if you're in the wrong layer, it's really painful. So some patients remember it as a really painful treatment.
And ineffective.
And possibly, you know, ineffective. But we had some that were like home run also, that was like the best results of anything we did. So I think the reality is now we know more, the education is better, and the technology has really developed. MERS is the one that distributes this in the U.S., and they've really done a great job of bringing in better imaging quality and better education around the device. So now we can not just blindly kind of apply the image, we can very selectively make sure that we're putting this in the level to create the most effective result, the most effective lift, but it's also a lot less painful. So when we're in the proper tissue plane, it's really a much more comfortable treatment. So we're getting more consistent, better results. It's easier for us as a provider to look at it and make sure we're doing it. And it works at a different level than any other device that we have. So to me, that is what sets it apart. Like everything else we talk about is similar tissue layers. This is clearly at a different tissue layer, a deeper layer than anything else we're using.
Yeah, I think the downside to it is the fact that it's your result is dependent on the heal time. And people don't always want to wait that full amount of time.
So we'll elaborate on that a little bit, because I think when we say that, it makes people think they have a long time healing. Yeah. There's really almost zero recovery.
Yeah, there's almost no downtime.
You're a little sore, but you don't see things externally.
No, I mean, I don't know that we've had any bruising at all with the new device. Occasionally before we'd have like some whelping, but I haven't seen that at all, even with this. But when I say heal time, it takes time for the injury that's in the muscle or in that tissue layer to heal in order to get your result. And it doesn't happen over a period of 6 weeks. And so,
yeah, maybe you're starting to see some early at 6 weeks if we measure it. But to visibly look at it and see it, it's not a wow before and after. The wow before and after is really more like 3 months or so. And so it's such a gradual improvement. Patients forget where they started. So I think that's where a lot of the imaging and all that, because they will notice they look better, but it takes a while. So for me, I've got it done once a year now for probably 3-4 years. And so I usually do it about once a year, and I combine it with other tissue layers that I'm, treating. So I'll do a lot of things kind of in the same day. So at some point, you know, you may need surgery still, but this to me gives me a different tissue layer to work on than anything else. And so I think that it's that patience, that looking at that 3 month photo and understanding that. So I agree with you. That's the hardest thing about it. They don't see like the next week, all of a sudden they're better. And they go through this procedure, and it's not a cheap procedure. It's one of our more pricey procedures, but you are getting some pretty significant results. I think it's important for providers to know and patients to know it costs a lot to perform the procedures. So as we talk about devices and consumables and, any of the people that's, you know, listening here that follows me on the drcorley.com or that we're talking about business development and business consulting, we talk about consumables, and this device has a high consumable cost. And so you can't discount it too much or you're going to actually lose money. So when we look at price points and pricing strategy, this is one that even when our patients talk to us that we will do specials on it, but they're not as frequent as our other devices. We have to be cautious with how much we discount because it actually costs us a lot as a practice for that disposable or consumable heads that make the ultrasound energy. We have to replace those. And so we have to pay for every time we press that button that wears that little head out. And so that's why, from a business standpoint, it's a little bit on the pricier end of the treatments that we perform.
It's my ideal treatment for the patient that comes in. I love a mother of the bride or mother of the groom. And they come in and my son or my daughter just got engaged and they're getting married next year and I want to do something so I look good. Those are the ones that are ideal. The ones that are having shotgun weddings and say my daughter just got engaged yesterday and she's getting married in 6 weeks is not ideal.
Yeah, because it takes a while.
It takes a while.
I hope that we can find some of my before and afters. We should have talked about it on the last episode where we're doing our personal treatments. But literally, when I think about the different layers, it's like if you look at some of the things I've had done, I have things down on the bone. So like a high G prime filler. And then I do, like in one day, I've done the Ulthera to treat kind of at the SMAS layer. I'm using, I did a full face Neogen. I've done M face to stimulate the muscle contraction and then an injectable biostimulant like Sculptra. And so I kind of do like a big treatment where I combine a lot of things in a short time. So either the same day or within a few weeks of each other, once a year, rather than doing a lot of little things throughout the year. And so there's a lot of ways we can approach it. But I think that's where I've seen my skin gradually improve. And also with weight loss and liposuction on my neck and all that, I don't think my skin sags as, I would still like it lifted, but it doesn't sag as much as it would had I not done anything.
No.
Allie, what's on your wish list of things for us to get?
A wish list. The PDGF.
So that's an injectable. So that's a platelet drop growth factor. We need to reach out to them and just set up that account because we're seeing quite good results with that. Jerry, what about you?
Yeah, my Apple Pencil. Like, I really can't think of...
An ice maker?
No, you don't want him to get an ice maker. I'm going to tell you that right now.
What is it?
You don't want him to get an ice maker.
Oh, that's true. He eats ice all the time, yeah.
But I don't crunch bell. Not since I got these new teeth. Do you think I crunch now?
I mean, if you're eating ice snakes to me, but you know I'm very sensitive to...
But I don't eat ice snakes, you know. I bet you wanted to pull Sierra's hair out last night eating those croutons.
You know, like
she got a hold to a cheese cruise when I was like, she's eating some damn rocks over there.
Oh,
I was like, whatever you eat, me and Chris can't eat it with ours.
What do you guys think about like AI diagnostic tools? Have you looked at any of those?
No.
Glasses to guide your injections.
I would like that.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe.
Do you think you need help?
No.
I mean, I'm curious because I think you're a very good injector. So when I hear these things, I'm like, what is the desire for it? I would like it because of the gadget. I love a gadget.
So I was like, I think it would be cool, and I think it would be like neat to see. I think it would be neat to show patients. I think it would give patients probably a little more peace of mind for whatever reason.
Do you think it'd be peace of mind though? Because we just talked earlier about someone having lashes done by AI, and you were the one that said you'd have your nails done, but you wouldn't have your eyes. So would it be reassuring if you went to an injector and they needed to have AI?
Well, yeah, I guess. Cause like, what if
the AAA battery was low?
Off, you know, the metrics were off.
So I don't think AI that replaces your skill and training, but again, I bring it up just more as a debate point. Well, because I would like to hear his opinion. You guys know I like a debate. We always talk about like the speakers in our homes listening to us. And I've said a million times, like where people are like, you know, my sister is exactly the opposite. She wants to unplug them and put them in the garage because she's like afraid that they're going to listen. And I'm like, I would love for them to listen. But if they're going to listen, whoever it is that's hearing it, I wish they would participate back and argue with me. Like, tell me why I'm wrong. Like, I would be fine with that. There's nothing that I would have a conversation that I wouldn't mind for somebody like.
Oh, I have another wish list item, I think. I think I would like the Meta glasses, the Ray-Ban glasses, that you can film while wearing the glasses for content purposes strictly.
I think that would be, I think the Meta glasses would be a cool feature as well. So, all right. So I think that that's it. So for me, I'm always looking for something new and cool. So I think the Quantificare is going to calm that desire for a little bit. So we'll see later in the year. I think my next thing is an ultrasound. Not the ultrasound lifting, but a real, so we use Clarius right now, which is portable. I think I would like a little bit different one that's on a permanent stand that we didn't have to like link to an iPad every time. So great images with the Clarius, love the Clarius, but also would like it. That's on my wish list.
I agree with that.
So any companies that want to send us a free one out there, just go ahead. We'll shout you out of the podcast. Yep.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in for another episode of Beauty and the Brain. We look forward to seeing you next week.
We'll see you soon.
Bye.